For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Isaiah 55:8-9. When I just don't understand. I don't like it when life sneaks up on me, when an unexpected event throws me into a state of confusion, when I can't make heads or tails of the circumstances that I face, when I can't find answers because nothing makes sense. It's in those moments that I have the most difficulty finding God, which makes everything so much worse. Let me paint a picture so you understand the backdrop of my story. I found myself pregnant at 17 years old. Girls like me didn't get pregnant. Girls like me were raised in upstanding families. Girls like me didn't present news like this to their parents, supposedly. But this girl made a mistake, and that mistake weighed heavy on my heart for many, many years, most especially when I looked at my father. I broke his heart in two. I was the youngest of three children and the only girl. I was Daddy's little princess. He had big dreams for me. He also had high expectations of me. So when my poor judgment dashed his plans, I struggled terribly for a long time. To this day, I can still hear him crying through the door the night I broke the news to him 36 years ago. Some things just don't go away. In my young mind, I needed to fix this situation, so I married a young man that I knew wasn't meant to be my husband. My son was born just shy of my 18th birthday. By the time I was 19, I had another baby boy. But when I was 20 years old, my marriage came unraveled. I couldn't hold together what never should have been formed in the first place. That's when I dealt my father another blow. I divorced. Throughout my young adult life, I carried an undercurrent of guilt. I was always the daughter who fell short. Even though I had wonderful children, my life was overshadowed by the regret that I didn't make my father proud when I became an adult. At 23 years old, I experienced a life shift. I met the man I always dreamed of marrying. My father loved him, too. We married, and a year later, I called my father with a big announcement. I was pregnant, and he was thrilled. As happy as I was, I still wrestled with the undercurrent of guilt. It seemed that no matter how many victories I had, I couldn't erase my shame. In my mind, however, I thought that once I presented my newborn baby to my dad, the guilt would finally subside, the sound of his tears through the wall would vanish, and the dirty slate I carried would be wiped clean. I was 8 months pregnant when life snuck up on me. The phone rang. My husband Kevin answered. An anxious, foreboding feeling overtook me. I started pacing the kitchen floor. "Are you sure?" was all Kevin said. He quietly hung up the phone, his face whitewashed. By then, I was pacing frantically. He walked over to me and gathered me in his arms. "Your father died. I'm so sorry." "What?" "Dad wasn't sick. I spoke to him that morning. He was fine. The news didn't make any sense. My baby was coming. We were supposed to have more chapters together. We weren't done. I wasn't done." I felt stuck in a nightmare for weeks. It was then that a thought came to me. There was only one who could be responsible for my father's death, God himself. After the shock settled, I became angry, and when I say angry, I mean I was furious with God. He knew how I looked forward to giving my father a grandchild under the right circumstances. He knew the dreams in my heart. He knew the anticipation. But in my mind, he swept the rug out from under my life, and all I could see was cruelty. I was confused. I was disillusioned. And most especially, I was lonely. The sorrow I felt sent me into a concerning physical state. Contractions from stress threatened to bring the baby early. With all I was facing, I turned my back on God. I made a decision that I wanted nothing to do with him, since I felt I didn't really know him after all. And for the remaining months of my pregnancy, I wouldn't talk to God. June 24, 1994, I went into labor. The following morning, I gave birth to an 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy. One look at my newborn son jarred me. My baby looked just like my father. God's compassion was written all over his tiny face. I was overwhelmed. God knew my heart was terribly broken. Though I had turned away from him, he extended the sweetest gift at my child's birth, a living, breathing memory of my dad. It was this little gift that made the frozen pieces of my heart begin to thaw. In the coming months, the Lord showed me something I desperately needed to understand. For years, there was a harmful force at work in my heart. It was called shame. I was always striving to fix my past mistakes by improving my present decisions. I thought if I kept a clean record, it would erase the mistakes of the past, most especially the pain I caused my father. Life doesn't work that way, does it? I could never erase the pain I caused my father. I could never make up for my mistakes. And truthfully, I don't believe my dad cared. He loved me. The real problem? I didn't love myself. Once God revealed this truth to me, I realized that I had been looking to the wrong father to erase my shame. I needed to look to my heavenly father to wash away all of my sin and shame. And he did. Today I stand cleansed and free because of the power of the blood of Jesus to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I understand what it's like to go through seasons when I just don't understand. But there is one thing I have learned. God's ways are always right. His ways can easily be misunderstood, since our finite minds cannot comprehend his infinite ways. But God will use every detail in our lives to make us better, if only we will let him. He is so good, and nothing under heaven or earth will ever change that. Question to ponder. Is there ever legitimately a time when we have the right to be angry with God?